Page 20, Summaries of Board Meetings of the California Council of the Blind, Gabe Griffith, Secretary. November 1, 2012, Pre-Convention Board Meeting. After the meeting was called to order, there was a roll call. Present were President Donna Pomerantz, First Vice President Jean Lozano, Second Vice President Roger Peterson, Secretary Gabe Griffith, Treasurer Peter Pardini, Immediate Past President Jeff Tom, Board Members Artis Bazin, Vince Calderon, Lena Dawes, David Hanlon, Linda Perrell, Robert Wendt, and Judy Wilkinson. David Jackson and Eric Smiley were absent. The board went into executive session to discuss Mutt-Strutt items. The rest of the agenda was read and approved with one modification. There was a motion to approve minutes from April and May. The motion passed. There was a treasurer's report covering an account balance, balance sheet, income and expense comparison from the previous year. The treasurer's report was approved. The 2011 audit has been completed. Next, the board discussed Mutt-Strutt, including income and expenses from the three regions. Page 21, total budgeted income was $47,000. Actual taken in, $18,215. Actual budgeted expenses were $20,225. Actual expenses, $6,952. Difference between income and expenses, $11,263. Donna read the Newell Perry Trust Fund report. As of October 31, 2012, the total in this account was $189,000. $794. The report was accepted. Next was the Ellen Murphy Trust Fund report. The current balance was $248,560.97, and they have helped 9 people so far in 2012. This report was accepted. There is still a plan to conduct a strategic plan for CCB. The board will probably meet for this purpose after the spring 2013 convention. There was public comment on topics such as conventions, the strategic plan, meals, and transportation. The meeting adjourned at this point. Fall 2012 CCB Business Meeting. The business portion of the convention started on Friday night with Pam Pelagi giving the CCB credentials report. There were 8 chapters not seated. The credentials report was accepted unanimously. Next on Friday evening were the elections. The results were Donna Pomerantz for president, Jean Lozano for first vice president, Peter Pardini as treasurer, and Vince Calderon, Lena Dawes, David Hanlon, and David Jackson as board members. Page 22. The business on Saturday got started with the second reading of the 2 articles of the Constitution that would be primarily amended to go to 1 convention a year. There were several questions and several arguments for both sides. After much debate, it was moved and seconded to adopt the constitutional amendment. The motion passed on a voice vote. Next was a Mutt-Strutt report. Peter Pardini gave financial information regarding income and expenses for the 3 regions involved in Mutt-Strutt. These 3 regions for 2012 were Los Angeles, Sacramento, and San Francisco. Total profits as of this meeting were $11,263. Sunday morning began with Gabe Griffith reading the business meeting minutes from spring 2012. The minutes were passed with slight modifications. Peter Pardini then gave a treasurer's report. Included in the figures he gave was the estimation that CCB would probably finish 2012 with a net financial loss. The treasurer's report was accepted. Peter then gave some of the numbers that resulted from the 2011 audit. The audit report was approved. Page 23, next was the final Constitution report for this meeting. Gabe Griffith thanked everyone for a good discussion on Saturday and reported that the committee would be busy preparing a report for all the other changes that would need to be made to the Constitution. The Constitution and Bylaws Committee report was accepted. Jeff Tom gave the reading of the fall 2012 resolutions. A report of these resolutions and their results should have already appeared in this magazine. The meeting finished with several other committee reports and announcements. January 22, 2013 CCB Board of Directors Conference Call. After calling to order, there was a roll call. Present were President Donna Pomerantz, First Vice President Jean Lozano, Second Vice President Roger Peterson, Secretary Gabe Griffith, Treasurer Peter Pardini, immediate past President Jeff Tom, Board Members Artis Bazin, Vince Calderon, Lena Dawes, David Hanlon, David Jackson, Linda Perrell, Eric Smiley, Robert Wendt, and Judy Wilkinson. There was a discussion regarding a new copier for the CCB office. It was approved for Donna and Peter to move forward with signing a lease for a new copier. Page 24, it was decided that the board would meet for the strategic plan in Sacramento either in May or June. At this point, the board discussed the four regional proposals for Muttstrut. There were some discrepancies among the four proposals that the board agreed would need to be corrected. Donna brought the four regional chairs onto the call individually to discuss their region's proposals. There was much discussion back and forth between the board and the chairs. Afterwards, the board discussed the proposals and ended up approving three regions. The three regions will be Sacramento, San Francisco, and Los Angeles. After the Muttstrut discussion, the meeting was adjourned.